Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
If you have cancer, let's say breast cancer or prostate cancer, or maybe cancer in your liver, and the doctor wants to remove it through surgery, did you know that the surgery itself can increase the risk of spreading that cancer to other organs? That doesn't mean you don't have the surgery. In some cases, removing the tumor is the best thing to do. But what we've noticed over time is when that happens, if we don't protect the patient from the spread of the cancer during and after surgery, there is significant risk there. So what we want to do is not avoid surgery, because sometimes that, as I said, is the best way to treat. But what we want to do is protect you. When you absolutely have to have cancer surgery, when that tumor has to be removed, we want to make sure you are protected. I want to make sure, I say we, it's Life Extension, but I too, this is from a Life Extension protocol, about what to do if you have to have cancer surgery, about how to protect yourself from what is called metastatic spread, metastases. So let's talk about the three primary ways cancer surgery can increase cancer spread. There's actually a lot of different ways research is showing, but there's three primary ways that when you undergo surgery to remove a tumor, there's three things that can happen that can increase metastatic spread. The first thing, when you have surgery, it tends to increase the cancer cell to cancer cell adhesion. Now, let me explain that, because this is important. You know, in order for a cancer cell to spread from a primary site, let's just say the breast, and it went, and let's say to go from your breast, which is the primary site, to the brain, in order for a cancer cell to do that, it's not going to do it by itself. It has to kind of connect together with other cancer cells to do this. And so one of the first stages in the spread of a cancer is these cancer cells stick together. They adhere together. Cancer cells, and we've seen this in Petri dish studies, you know, you take cancer cells, put them in a Petri dish, they start sticking together. They make a protein, a very specific protein called galectin 3. It's a glycoprotein. That's just a fancy way of saying a protein with a bunch of sugar on it. When sugar attaches to a protein like that, a glycoprotein, it becomes very sticky, and that's how cancer cells stick together. So you have one cancer cell producing a bunch of the galectin 3, another one's doing it, the galectin 3 stick together, and now you start forming kind of like this sheet of cancer cells, almost like a tissue of cancer cells. That's the beginning of metastatic spread. It turns out when you undergo surgery, when you go under the knife, probably because surgery itself, through the anesthesia and the trauma of the surgery, it increases inflammation. When you increase inflammation very acutely under the knife, one of the results is overproduction of galactin 3. So it's kind of like you need to remove the tumor. Your surgeon goes in there. You go under anesthesia. Your surgeon opens you up, starts to take out the tumor. Well, guess what happens? Galactin 3 levels go up because inflammation's gone up. And it's almost like we're giving the cancer cells a hand in sticking together. So if there's any cancer cells left behind, which there always are, they're just more sticky. You know, when a cancer surgeon removes a tumor, it's never completely removed. There's always a few cancer cells left behind. And we've given those cancer cells an edge. We've increased galactin 3 on their surfaces. They've stuck together. They form this sheet. And now they have a better chance of spreading. So on one hand, it's good to remove the tumor. But on the other hand, whatever cells are left behind, hey, now they're going to have an easier chance of moving around to another part of the body. So cancer surgery increases galactin 3, allowing cancer cells to stick together. That's one way. The second way, cancer surgery allows cancer cells to also adhere to blood vessels better. So once the cancer cells have stuck together through this increased production of galectin 3, they form that cancer sheet. They've been left behind from the surgery. So that, you know, a big portion of the tumor's been removed. You got this collection of adhered cancer cells sticking together. Now they break away, they get into the bloodstream. Well, guess what? In order for them to actually move into another organ, they have to grab onto the blood vessel. And then they have to break through the blood vessel and then, you know, seed that new organ. Well, because they have a lot of galactin 3, they're able to adhere to the blood vessel better. So not only does removing the tumor through surgery increase inflammation, increase galactin 3 production, allow the cancer cells to stick together, now you're also allowing them to stick to the blood vessel easier. So that you're just helping them out when it comes to spreading around. The third way cancer surgery can increase spread is surgery and anesthesia are known to be immunosuppressant. Yeah, surgery itself is an immunosuppressant. Immunosuppression occurs when you go under the knife. That's not good. We need a strong immune system to fight cancer spread. In particular, there's a type of immune cell called the natural killer cell. Natural killer cells are your patrol cells. They patrol your blood. They are able to find bacteria and viruses and cancer cells. They're able to recognize those types of foreign cells, cancerous cells, as not you, right? Not normal. They recognize that very quickly, and they can kill them. So cancer patients need a lot of natural killer cells. Well, guess what? When you undergo surgery, there's evidence that natural killer cells decrease significantly. I have a couple of little reports here. So a study published in the journal Breast Cancer Research and Treatment examined natural killer cell activity in women shortly after surgery for breast cancer. The researchers reported that low levels of natural killer cell activity were associated with an increased risk of death from breast cancer and its surgery. That was published in, as I said, Breast Cancer Research and Treatment, April 2000. In fact, reduced natural killer cell activity was a better predictor of survival than actual stage of the cancer. In another study, individuals with reduced natural killer cell activity before surgery for colon cancer had a 350% increased risk of spread during the following 31 months. That was from the British Journal of Surgery, August 1993. So we've recognized for a long time that cancer surgery, removing the tumor, allows the cancer cells to stick together better, allows them to stick to the blood vessels better, and it suppresses your immune system, specifically these natural killer cells. So what are you going to do? How can you prevent all of this? Well, the first thing you want to do is you want to prevent the cancer cells from sticking together, from sticking to the blood vessel wall. So if you have to undergo surgery, I would suggest, of course, you got to talk to your doctor. I'm just giving you suggestions, right? You got to talk to your surgeons. But I would suggest modified citrus pectin, around 1 to 2 grams a day, a week before your surgery, and probably for a couple of months afterwards. Modified citrus pectin. Now, pectin is a protein from fruits. It's chopped up into smaller pieces so your body can absorb it. That's what the modified means. Guess what it does? It binds to galactin 3. So the modified citrus pectin that you're supplementing with will cover up the galactin 3s, decreasing the ability of the cancer cells to adhere together and to adhere to blood vessel walls. That's modified citrus pectin. I had a couple studies here, but I'm running out of time. Just real quickly, there was a 4-week study in prostate cancer. There was a 22% reduction in metastatic disease when the cancer patients were given the modified citrus pectin versus a placebo. So right there, that was from Clinical Medical Oncology 2007. As far as natural killer cells, I would do enzymatically modified rice bran. That's rice bran that's been broken up into smaller pieces. About 1 to 3 grams a day can increase natural killer cell activity anywhere between 35% and 40%. So protect yourself. If you have to have the tumor removed, get it removed. Take modified citrus pectin and enzymatically modified rice bran to prevent that spread. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.